Anthony Richardson off-season story arc has been pretty compelling.
My interest is peaked. It is not,
you know, it's not our team. It's not a team that's really in the Bills' hair at all. They're not a contender. But, you know, this show, Mike and I were both big fans of him coming out in the draft. Mike was a big fan of Anthony Richardson. Me too. Yeah. I said I would have taken him 101 myself. So, yeah. I mean, you know. But shoulder soreness in the spring, and it sounds like maybe he's damaged in some permanent way, and just weird that the team is being so honest about it. Now he's starting the first preseason game. It feels like they have they've like rediscovered sanity, because Daniel Jones is a horrible idea. Anthony Richardson might also be a horrible idea. But
you shouldn't spend the fifth overall pick on him. You should continue
seeing how horrible of an idea it could become by continuing to play him. I think you have to. The only problem there is the guy just so daffy, you know, to take himself out of a game and not understand why that's a problem. I've wondered this from the moment that happened. Not to overstate that one situation, that one decision that he made. But it's the kind of thing that makes you wonder, if he doesn't know how that works, how much other stuff within football that is assumed does he not understand? And that guy probably can't be your quarterback.
No, but I also think, like, you absolutely without – I am not here thinking Daniel Jones is the next Sam Darnold. Like, that he's going to be one of these reclamation projects.
Me either.
The Geno Smiths of the world that were with bad organizations, and now they are finally in somebody believes in him and stability and weapons, and boom, he's, you know, getting a $50 million contract over the next. Like, I don't see that with Daniel Jones. It just, he's not good. So if the Colts do decide Daniel Jones is our week one starter, that is, you should cut Anthony Richardson or trade him. Get anything for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have declared it's over.
Yeah,
it's done.
Yeah.
So to your point, I think you have to basically do everything you can to see, even if it's 5 weeks, 6 weeks, can he work?
Yeah.
Because I think you owe it to the fans, I think you owe it as a franchise to say, we spent a huge...
Yeah.
And even a little bit of like how Carolina played the Bryce Young thing last year, I didn't agree with it at all. But it ended up turning out to be, I think, the one thing that sparked him. Now, I'll say this about Bryce Young. I don't know that there are a lot of young quarterbacks that would have handled it the way that he did. And a lot of that, he's coming from the Saban, and he's coming from... That guy's been coached over the course of his career. He's not – with Anthony Richardson, he just – to me, it's a lot like Trey Lance, where you just don't have a big enough body of work. And these organizations that take players like that, to not have the patience when you knew this guy had the second least amount of starts in the last 20 years to go in the top five at quarterback, like – that's on you, man. Like, you got to know. Mm-hmm. You have to come pre-packaged with a level of patience you wouldn't have with other players.
Right.
And San Francisco just immediately bailed on the whole Trey Lance idea. Like, it was just, he started one game in the mud, and then the next game he broke his leg, and they were like, yeah, this guy stinks. And it was like, well, what do you mean he stinks? You drafted him, handpicked. He played in one game, and he stinks? Come on. Like, yep. And that's just what it was. Like, he just...
Well, it wasn't just that he stunk, but Brock Purdy showed up, and like that...
For sure, but...
That's it, so...
Even so, I'm still thinking, like, hey, Brock Purdy, you'll get your chance, man, but like, I need to just make sure that...
Yeah.
He's... That guy isn't in there. And, you know, I think recency bias across the league, especially a quarterback... You know, Anthony Richardson was selected because of Josh Allen's success.
Sure.
And Daniel Jones is probably going to got this opportunity, not because of what he's shown in the last 2 years, which has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
But because of Sam Darnold. Right. Yeah. Yeah, the league always does that. I would go so far as to say that if Anthony Richardson hadn't turned into the disaster he's been the first 2 years in the league, that Jalen Milroe would have been a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Like he's him on paper, and he's got all the football acumen you could possibly want, right? The guy's like a coach's dream.
I really love
Jalen
Milroe.
But I think, you know, the accuracy problems, mechanics, all this stuff that got in the way, the Josh Allen comp, just like, Anthony Richardson happened. No.
Big arm, like, runs.
I think Milroe's going to play this year at some point.
Do we?
Isn't it the way that's trending? Camp has been going really well for him, I think. Sorry, I love Jalen Milroe.
Christmas gift, or is it a Jalen Milroe jersey?
We could do that.
Yeah.
We could definitely do that.
That means a Seahawks jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me one of those, like, green ones.
Yeah, like the...
Which is about to ask, do we want home, road, alternate?
Yeah,
okay, the toxic green jerseys. Yeah,
toxic green jersey. Yeah. My big, dumb red face would look great on the camera with that toxic green jersey.
Christmas time, too?
Really you'd look kind of like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. No, that's not a green... That's not a Christmas green.
You could make it work.
That's a green... What did you feed your kid green?
To answer your question about... To respond to your statement that he's probably going to play... He probably will, but I also think Sam Darnold, I think it has to go really bad there, and it might.
He's going to get his face torn off
but
playing in Seattle, I think.
Maybe not. I mean, I like his weapons. They talking about this kid that they drafted, Horton, I think that looks really good, and Cooper Kupp's there. He'll still get open, and JSN is...
Yeah.
He's darn good.
I'm just not sure they are going to be able to keep him upright, but...
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
Who knows?
And he definitely does not have Kevin O'Connell.
And I'm definitely someone who would be forcing the Jalen Milroe agenda.
You, okay.
I had a bet with Mike that he would be a top 10 pick. Right? Was it top 10? I think it was top 10.
I think maybe when he comes back.
I think the bet was top 15.
Top 15,
but you were pretty bullish there for a while.
I was pretty bullish there for a while, yeah.
It didn't work.
It didn't happen.
That story's not over yet.
Though. No.
Yeah.
No, I think he's got every chance to be the best quarterback out of that draft still, I think.
So, I mean, you know, talking about quarterbacks, you know, there's a preseason game coming up. Is there a real competition between Trubisky and Mike White?
I hope so.
I would hope so, too. I think Trubisky's...
I don't want to see Trubisky throw a pass that matters ever again in my life.
Yeah.
In a Bills uniform. I just don't... I have zero faith in him.
I will say...
I mean, zero.
If a guy like Anthony Richardson all of a sudden loses that job in Indianapolis, I'm all over that. What do you want, a seventh, sixth, seventh round pick? Could you imagine Richardson because here's the thing.
I'm lining him up in the backfield on these quarterback sneaks, or I'm lining him up under center with Allen.
Allen.
Or whatever.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
100%.
That's been my idea. It moved. Yeah, no, yeah. That is a, yeah, no, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's
I love that idea because it's better than, and no offense to Shane Bichel, but when I was at training camp, I know you haven't been there in a few years, but I saw Shane Bichel at training camp and I was like, I did one of those like the Josh Allen thing.
Now watch your tone when you're talking about Bichel.
Looking at who's that in the back of the jersey? Shane Bichel looks like a punter. Like, I was like, I'm bigger than he is. I could have.
Oh, yeah.
And then obviously I got out in the field.
Guy catches one field goal snap. And now he wants to replace the Bills' fourth quarterback.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys saw
that. Congratulations to you. That was well done. Good of Reed Ferguson to be a good sport about it.
It's been a big athletic week for me.
Yeah.
It's been a big.
Well, good.
And you know what?
Why? What else happened? Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So
you won some golf thing.
Here's how the story goes, by the way. So, you know, he went on a podcast, same one I go on, and he was like, hey, stop ducking me. I'm coming for you this year. So I'm on. I got Marino and I got Prohaska on with me, and they're both looking at me. You know, Marino's looking over my shoulder. I'm like, what are you guys talking? And it's just Reed with a ball. He's like, there's a field right here. And I was like, yeah, you know, but I would really rather do it out in front of everyone. I want everyone to see it. And he was like, all right, man, whatever. You know, and I was like, all right, let me go to break. So we broke early. I ran out there. And he gave me, I said, don't take it easy. I don't want a lofter. I want your snap to the long.
He spun it. Yeah.
Like I said.
It was money.
It's like riding a bike.
And no gloves.
Gloves.
Do holders wear gloves?
No.
No, they don't, do they?
No.
Why?
You gotta have the feel.
Yeah.
You got to have the feel, you know? And
right.
Apparently, also, which I didn't know, is long snappers, they actually, the way they hold the ball, they can get it back to the holder so that they literally just have to do this. The laces are already out. But I wanted to, I just wanted to show people that I,
yeah,
you, I had the wherewithal.
You did spin it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did a good job. All right, he's Nate Gearian for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. This is WGR.